You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Tomorrow is the start of firearm hunting season in Michigan, running from the 15th to the 30th. And that fact got us wondering about the best ways to cook and serve venison. And for that, we turn to the executive chef and owner of Trattoria Stella in Traverse City. Miles Anton, it's a pleasure to welcome you back to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Let's take the mystery out of how to prepare and serve venison. But first off, how come we don't see it much, if at all, in grocery stores and markets or even on menus in restaurants?
You definitely don't see a lot of it just because, I think as far as restaurants and supermarkets, the USDA needs to inspect and certify them. And there just isn't a lot of farms out there. I know there's about five or six up in northern Michigan, and we definitely do some business with Drettman in Bel Air. But I just think that, because of the certification-wise, if we're going to sell it in the restaurant, it needs to be certified, and we need to go through an approved supplier for that.
So even though there are a lot of deer processing facilities through Michigan, they can't sell the meat to grocery stores and restaurants?
That's correct. And we're not allowed to, bring in any kind of, if someone goes out and, takes down a deer, we're not allowed to serve those. They have to come from a farm. And so we're a little bit limited with that. I just think it's one of those things that we definitely featured in the fall, or, when it's around this time. It's a hearty meat that definitely is great. It's just not a real common one.
Now, for someone who has never had venison before, how would you describe to them the texture and the taste of venison?
It's a little, the fat content isn't quite so high on it as beef. So if you were to cook it through, especially on the more tender cuts, it tends to get a little dried out. So you need to supplement with a sauce or something like that to kind of bring some fat and moisture into it. It can also kind of get a little livery tasting when cooked through. So on the more tender cuts, like the tenderloin, the loin, things like that, we tend to try to serve them medium rare, and hopefully people like that.
It's so funny because within many marriages, ours is certainly this. I am all about bring it medium rare. I love it. And my husband dies if he thinks there's anything pink there. But I can tell what you're saying. The way with this meat, it's better not to cook it all the way through.
Right. But that being said, you can do things like slow cooked things like ragus. And we just finished featuring an ossobuco the last 3 weeks or a month at Stella. And that is cooked through. That's actually, the ossobuco is the shank, and we slow cook it for 6 hours until it's basically falling apart. But it's cooked in sauce, in broth, basically stock that we make out of bones. So you're adding moisture, and then we usually finish that sauce that it's served in with a little dab of butter just to up the fat a little bit.
I think about all the people I know that even go to the I've worked with folks that have gone to the beef to the jerky outlet, and they love their venison jerky.
Mm-hmm.
So it lends itself well to sausages or meat sticks and jerkies.
Yep, I usually feature black pepper pretty prominently with it too. I think that some of those aromatics like pepper and coriander seed, fennel seed, things like that, we'll take the tenderloin that we're featuring right now, and we do serve that medium rare, but we sear it really, really hard with a black pepper and coriander dust, and I think those spices kind of lend and jump the flavor a little bit.
That sounds really, really good. So you've got, as you say, venison tenderloin right now on the menu at Trattoria Stella. So
yep.
How do you prepare it, and particularly what kind of side dishes complement it?
Well, we're going traditional fall with this dish. Like I said, we dust it with black pepper and coriander, and then we hard, hard sear it. So it gets this really nice brown outside with that pepper jumping out. And then we're serving it with fall vegetables that we roast. We're doing roasted rainbow carrots, butternut squash chunks, pumpkin chunks, and then some rosemary. And then we finish that with an apple cider glaze.
Okay, you've got me.
A little line of marsala butter, and you're there. I think we're doing some crispy parsnips on top, too.
That sounds, the vegetables alone, you've got me right there. And then in a couple weeks, you say you're really going to kind of go nuts with your venison. What are you going to do?
We actually, we do whole animal when we can, and we have what's called the chef's cut and the chef's taste. And the chef's cut changes daily depending on what whole animal we get in. And in 2 weeks, I believe, we're going to have four whole venison that are coming in that we actually take down. We bone out. They're skinned and dressed for us, and we actually change the so I'll feature the tenderloin, and then it'll flip into the loin, and we'll make a ragu out of some of the leg meat with a heavy black pepper and stock out of the bones. So we kind of utilize the entire animal that way. We'll smoke the ribs, again, with I really like doing the pepper, like a pepper smoke on the ribs, and we'll serve those as well. So we kind of like roll through the entire animal in that way.
So it sounds like you're certainly advising anyone who is going to be preparing venison that that they are able to bring home. Go heavy on the pepper.
That's my go-to with venison. I love it. I think it just jumps and excites the flavor. Then also there's, we make sausage as well, and I think a lot of the hunters out there probably do that as well. Different profiles, put a little dried fruit in the casing with the mixture, some sun-dried cherries or something like that.
And then let's talk about crowning this venison meal. Like, you've got this wonderful venison tenderloin with these beautiful roasted fall vegetables. What are some wines you'd suggest?
I would definitely go red, maybe a Barolo, something like that. Obviously on the Italian lean there. Cabernet Sauvignon probably if you're not going Italian.
Something hearty.
Something hearty, something rich that kind of plays with the unctuousness and the pepper and that you're, you know, again, with the pepper.
Yeah, and then with the pepper. Well, then with all of that, what do you think is the final note, a grace note, with a perfect dessert that matches well with this, with the pepper and the coriander and this, and you know, this game meat? What's a good dessert?
Well, we just finished apple season, and so we've got a lot of storage apples right now. We're actually featuring like an apple tart, basically, that we're doing with, it's basically a Danish dough, and then we serve it with caramel sea salt gelato and some, again, with the apple cider, we make like a reduction glaze and drizzle that around it and some toasted walnuts with that as well.
I got to say, I love eating in the fall and winter, just as you describe it. Just
it's phenomenal.
it warms the soul.
And not to take away from summer either. I mean, we love summer. We love every season. It definitely lends itself to moving through the seasons and highlighting what's ready.
Executive Chef Miles Anton, owner of Trattoria Stella in Traverse City, getting everyone ready for firearm hunting season and what to do with that venison. Always great talking food with you, Chef Anton. Thank you so very much for being with us.
You too. Thank you, Cynthia.